The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedina at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Beis. Reuven and Shimon get into a physical fight, and the result of this fight, one of them sustains injuries, and the two of them would like to come to Beis Din to have it in Torah, to Dan on the damages that were there. They learned in Chumash that there are five Nezikim that two people who have a fight can come to a Din Torah for, and they would like to have a Din Torah on this matter. The question that can be raised is as to whether or not they can have a Din Torah on this. To deal with this, let us look at our Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Beis brings the Mishnah, Dine Mominis B'Shloisha. In order to have a Din Torah on Mominis, you have to have three people. Gzeilas V'Chavolos B'Shloisha. In order to have a Din Torah, when it comes to Gzeila and Chavolos, you have to have three people. Nezek V'Chati Nezek, Tashlumi Kefel V'Tashlumi Dal V'Hei B'Shloisha. Also, if there is Nezikin, if there are damages, or there is Kefel, where a Ganav would have to pay double, or Dal V'Hei, where he would pay four or five times the amount, you have to have three people. Ha'ines V'Hamefata, HaMoitzi Shemra, is also B'Shloisha according to Reb Meir, and the Chachamim say, Moitzi Shemra needs a Bez in the 23. We see that there are differences in these cases. The Gemara explains the differences between them, and that in order to have a Din Torah, you have to have three people. When it comes to Haidois V'Halvois, the Gemara ends up coming out that it's not necessary to have three Mumchim, but even three Hedyotois, even three people who are not Mumchim, you could have a Din Torah for. However, when it comes to these other type of matters, is the question as to whether or not, when it comes to Chavolois, and when it comes to Kefel and Dal V'Hei, is it possible to have a Din Torah on these type of matters in today as well. The Tur in Simen Aleph brings that the Maskana is that in order to have a Din Torah, you had to have Mumchim, but if you have Hedyotos, then in order to have a Din Torah, it is impossible to do except in certain circumstances. The Gemara's Maskana in Baba Kama is that we can do Shlichus of the Mumchim when it comes to a Milsa de Shchicha, something that is commonplace, a Dover HaMotzui, V'is Bechasar and Kis, and there is a loss out of pocket. However, a Milsa de Les Bechasar and Kis, if you have something that there is no monetary loss, if there is something that is Shchiach without a Chasar and Kis, without a monetary loss, or if it's a milsa deloy shchicha, even though there is a monetary loss, in those cases we cannot do their shlichus. The Mechaber explains this, la halacha in Sif Aleph bizman hazeh, donin hadayonin dinei hoidois v'halvois. We can have it in Torah when it comes to a hoidah, when it comes to halva. If Reuven admits that he owes money to Shimon, that's a hoidah, or if the money is lent, also, they can have a Din Torah. Ksuvas Isha, if it comes to collecting a ksuva, these are things that are motzi. Yerushais, when it comes to inheritance, umatonois, when it comes to gifts, umazik mamon chaveroi, or if a person himself damages mamon chaveroi, these are dvarim hametzui in tamid, and they have a chesar and kiss, and therefore, the way we're able to have a Din Torah today is on the principle of anan shlichusayu abdinon, is that we are authorized to do the shlichus of the mumchim in those days, and that we're authorized to be able to have a Din Torah on these type of matters. However, the Mechaber continues, Dvarim she'enim etzuyim, a dover that is not motzui, afal pishiyesh bahem chesar and kiss, even though there is a loss of money. For example, a behema shechavlo bechaberta, if one animal damages another animal, in such a case, it is a chesaron kis, but is a dover she'ena motzui, and therefore, we are not authorized with their shlichus to be able to don such cases. Or, dvarim she'en bahem chesaron kis, a place where there is no chesaron kis, afal pi shehem etzuyin, kegoin tashlume kefel, if it comes to payment of kefel, v'chein kol haknosis shekansu chachamim, or any of the different various kenosis that the Chazal were mesakin, ketoikea lechaveroi, if let's say somebody damaged another person by screaming in his ear, and so on and so forth. These type of things we are not able to have a din Torah on kenosis, because there is no chesaron kis, and when there is no chesaron kis, we are not authorized with that shlichus to have a din Torah. However, even so, the Mechaber does continue in Tzif Hei and explains that there are exceptions to this rule. Afal pisha hadayanim she'enen smuchin be'eretz Yisrael, even though dayanim who are not smuchin in Eretz Yisrael are not authorized, enen magvin knosis, are not authorized to dan knosis, but they are allowed to be menade. They are allowed to put a nidui, to put a shamta on a person to excommunicate him, achi yefais lebaldinoi, until he is ready to be mefais, to appease his friend in some way. So even though the bezin is not authorized to be moitzi the mamin al yedei having a din Torah, and to be kaifa a person, to force a person into payment, which is what a bezin would normally be able to do, but in such instances the bezin is not authorized to have a din Torah, but what they could do is they, if they see the situation merits it, they're authorized to put a nidui in order that the person should be moitzi the mamin. There is a second exception that the Mechaber says when a Bezdin could have a din Torah is in the case of a Tfisa. If one person was Tefis from the other person the monies that he thinks that he's owed, in such a case, im Tofas HaNizik Shir Masheroi Lelito, if the person is Tefis that which he is supposed to be receiving, Ein Moitzin Miyodoi, then the Bezdin will not take away. There are other cases as well where the bezin is going to put a nidui, actually if I say no hay mevayish bedvarim, if a person is mevayish another person, so then in certain instances the bezin will be sanctioned to make a shamta. And the other cases al yidei a tfisa. In the case of a tfisa, there's actually a machlekes that is brought in the tour in Simen Shin Mem Tes, where the tour explains that the first shita is the shitas harama, which his shita is that in order to have a din Torah b'makom etfisa, it has to be a case where the tfisa was against a monetary loss. In those cases, for example, where it's a davar she'enai shchiach, where bezna would not be authorized to have a din Torah, even though there's a chesaron kis, like we said before, adam shechava b'chaveroi, a person who's chayvel in another person is a davar she'enai matzui, and even though there is a chesaron kis, because there could be doctor bills and there could be other factors where there is an actual loss that the person has, so in these type of situations the bezin is authorized if the person makes a tfisa. The Ramah learns it's a takana. It's a takanas hachamim that where the person already made the tfisa and he's already holding the money in his hands, at that point of time where the bezin is going to have a din Torah just to decide as to whether he's allowed to keep that amount of money in his hands. So in such a case, the halacha is the bezin could have a din Torah. But according, the Torah explains, according to the Ramah, then it would follow that if the person is being taifis something that's not a chesaron kis, so if, for example, we would be dealing with kefel and dal vehei, according to the Ramah, he would be mechuyev to return those monies. He would not be able to hold on to them without the permission of the other person. Obviously, if a person wants to pay and he wants to be yoytzei, perhaps the dine shamayim, maybe he would be mechuyev to do so. But if he does not want to do that, it is his right to demand the return of the money, and the bezdin would not be able to don such a case according to the Ramah, inasmuch as this is not a chesaron kis. To recover kefel and dal vehei is more than the amount of the nezek. In such instances, the bezdin would not be allowed to have a din Torah. The Tur disagrees, and he says that the Rosh Hashita is that the reason, the principle as to why a tfisa works and that you could then have a din Torah is not on the principle of a takana, but rather it's actually a dina d'araisa, that when there is no dayan, so the halacha is that ovid inish din l'nafshei, a person who is going to do the din for himself, we will not be moitzi the mamin until he pays what he's mechuyev midaraisa. And therefore, according to the Tur and according to the Rosh, where a person makes a tfisa even on the kefel and even on the dal vehei, because of the fact that there is no business today to be kaifa the person to pay. And therefore, once the person decides that he's going to make the tfisa, and he's already been successful in making that tfisa, and now he's going to come to Bezdin to don the shayla as to whether he was taifis, the more or less than the amount that he's owed, in such a case, the Bezdin would be sanctioned and would be entitled to have an entire on such a matter. Because, again, according to the Rosh, it's not a takana, it's a deraisa de gedin, that Adam of Inish Din Nafshei, and therefore once he made the Tfisa, the Bezdin would be able to have such a Din Torah. And therefore the Tur explains himself why he elaborates in the Halachas of Kefo and in the Halachas of Dal Vehei for this very reason. Because even though today we do not have Dine Torah without a Tfisa, but since with a Tfisa a person would be able to have ask to have a Din Torah, therefore the Tur elaborates on these Halachas. We do not find that the Mechaber elaborates in the Halachas of Dal Vehei and in the Halachas of Kefel. The Mechaber always leaves this out because of the fact that we do not don these things Bizman Hazeh, but the Tur does elaborate on this because of this reason. The Mechaber does agree with this as well, that if there's a Tfisa, the Bezdin would be able to have it in Torah based on the Shitas HaRosh. Getting back to the question, if you have two people, one was chayvel on another person, and the two people would like to come to Bezdin to have the Din Torah. So if the two people are not interested in having a Din Torah, if the person who made the damages is not interested in coming to Bezdin, the Bezdin would only be able to put a shamta in order to force this person to be mefais in some way, and only lift the shamta if the person is willing to pay. But if the person is not willing to accept that, then the Bezdin would not be authorized to have a Din Torah in such a case. But the question can be posed, if the two people are willing to come to Bezdin and they would like to have a Bezdin don such an issue, what would be the halacha in such a case? The Shar Mishpat clears the shayla and says that he has no suffix that when there is a chesaron kis and it's a davar she'eino motzi, that in such a case if the two people would like to have a din Torah, that the dayanim are authorized to be able to have such a din Torah. His question is, in a case where it's a davar she'ein by chesaron kis, for example, the case of Kefil and Dal Vehei, if the two people would like to accept the authority of a Bezdin, even Bizman Hazeh, where there are no mumchim, and to have a Bezdin of Gimel to don such a shiloh, can they accept upon themselves such a situation? The Shar Mishpa brings the Shitas HaRan. The Shitas HaRan says, which is really the makar, like we started, of why you cannot have a Din Torah today without mumchim, is because of the drasha that we have, that it says, Eile HaMishpatim HaShatosim Lifnehem, and we darshin Lifnehem V'loy Lifnei Ha'avodei Kachavim, that a person, when he has a Din Torah, when he has a dispute with another person to adjudicate, it is usur, it is not permitted to go to the Goyim in order to have such a diyun, even if they don the halacha exactly as the Torah dictates, still it is also to go to such a place where it is available to have a Din Torah. There is an Isser. It's an Isser al Tzchil Hashem, which we're not going to get into at this point of time. The same Pasuk that Darshins, Lifnehem, V'loy Lifnei Ha'akum, also the Gemara explains is Lifnehem, V'loy Lifnei Hedyotos. And that is the Makar that we said before, is why today you cannot have a Din Torah except on those things that we are sanctioned as Shluchim, as messengers of the Mumchim, of the original Mumchim, gave us this authority to Dan. Sanan Hedyote Sanan, and therefore we cannot Dan on something that is a Dover She'en Amatsui or a Dover She'en Baikhsaran Kis. But if the two parties are willing to accept, is there an exception? According to the Ran, the answer is no. Because just as the Torah asks for a person to go to Dan in front of an Akum, according to the Ran, it is also usur for a Hedyit to be Mishnamish in the Keser of a Mumcha. And therefore, even though the two parties are willing to accept the authority of that person to Dan such a case, according to the Ran, this would not be acceptable and the person should not be able to have such a Diyun. The Ramban, the Shaar Mishpah brings the Shitas HaRamban in Parashas Mishpatim, makes a nafkamina and says that this is the difference between the case of dining in front of an Akum and dining in front of a Hedyut. When it comes to dining in front of an Akum, so then the halacha is that it's also to do so, and even if the two parties are mutually consenting to go and to adjudicate in front of a Goy, the halacha is it is also to go to such a venue, and one is required, two people are required to have such an adjudication in front of a Beis Din specifically. When it comes to the other halacha of lifnehem v'loy lifnei hedyotos, this the Ramban says that if the two parties are willing to accept it, that would be mutter, and in such a case the Beis Din would be able to have a din Torah. So getting back, in a case where two people, adam shechavu b'chaveroi, which is a case of chesar and kiss, and a davar she'eino matzui, where the two parties are willing to accept the authority of a Beis Din, and they would like the Beis Din to do so, the person is not mechuyev to do so, because of the fact, anan hedyotis anan. However, in such a case where the two parties are mutually in agreement to come to a Beis Din, the Beis Din will be authorized to have it in Torah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org
or email info@beishavad.com.